It's time to Fade the Chalk.
Fade the Chalk.
Presented by the FTN Network, helping you win your fantasy leagues and dominate in DFS. And now, here are your hosts, Derek Brown and Adam Pfeiffer.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Fade the Chalk podcast, brought to you by the FTN Network. I'm your host, Ebro, and with me, as always, to discuss another NFL draft prospect profile. Today we are breaking down Zach Wilson. Is my co-host Adam Pfeiffer. Adam, what's going on, man? You willing to ready to dive into Wilson's profile here?
Yeah, man, it's quarterback week. I'll be talking about Justin Fields later on this week. Talking about Josh Allen. No, wait, never mind. We're not talking about Josh Allen. But we should. No, Zach Wilson is really, really interesting. Could go number two. Could go number three. Could go number four. We don't know. But we do know that Zach Wilson is one of the more creative and just in terms of arm talent. He's one of those quarterbacks that you watch the film and you go, oh, wow, and you do it for a variety of different ways. So I'm excited to talk about him.
Yeah, we'll get into it, man. I mean, Wilson was a really, really interesting watch, man. So staring at his production profile, he stands at 6'3", 210, out of BYU, 21 years old. You look at his college QBR, 88.6, 93rd percentile, yards per attempt, sit at 11, 97th percentile, and his breakout age is 19 years old. Dude started as a true freshman at the age of 19 at BYU. Did some good things there, 65% completion percent, 12-3 touchdown to interception ratio. Then you walk into the 2019 season, he had some injury issues, both shoulder and hand injuries, limited him a good bit. Coming out of high school, he was a three-star prospect, recruit by 24/7 Sports. I mean, Adam, off the top here, I mean, what jumps out at you about Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, he has a huge arm. He had 12 touchdowns last year of 20-plus yards. I mean, just ridiculous production as a deep ball passer, 131 passer rating on passes of 20 yards or more. Like you said, like 11 yards per attempt, that's a massive number, but still at a 73.5% completion percentage. Now, we'll talk about it, but obviously he didn't have the greatest schedule in terms of opponents playing at BYU. That's why there's some people that wonder if he's like a one-year wonder or if he's a legitimate prospect. I lean towards the latter, just the arm talent he has. The ability to run, had 254 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns on the ground last year to go with 33 passing touchdowns. And as much of a kind of like gunslinger mentality as he has, he only turned the ball over three times on the interceptions. Like, he didn't throw a lot of picks, 3,700 yards, like a true, true breakout year for Zach Wilson last year at BYU.
Yeah, man. I mean, people want to talk about it. Like, I'm not just saying, like, okay, he's a one-year wonder. I mean, a lot of, like, you saw his numbers jumped massively. So if anybody wants to turn him in like that, I think he kept starting as a true freshman and what he was able to do in that season. And you look at just, like, his production over the three seasons. I think 2019, if you're looking at a lot of different metrics, did hinder him a good bit. But looking at 2018, starting as a true freshman, I think he completed 65% of his passes. And you're looking at some of the deeper metrics for him. His pressure pass rating was, it dipped in 2019. We'll discuss that more when we talk about some of his weaknesses. And his adjusted completion percentage was better in 2018 than even 2019. So I think that there's a lot of context and a lot of nuance to, like, looking at Wilson as a prospect. That's really, really interesting, man, because 2020, he had a good season, man. I mean, if you look at it, no matter how you slice it, fourth in adjusted completion percentage with 80%, eighth in pressured pass rating. He had the fourth highest clean adjusted completion percentage, second highest clean passer rating. Adam, what are your thoughts on all those numbers?
Well, I'll say this. He better have been up there in adjusted passer or adjusted completion percentage when under a clean pocket, because I tweeted it, but like some of the pockets he had at BYU were like, it was like there was an extra blocker just watching because there was nobody else to block. Like it was, he had all day to throw last year, and that's one of the concerns we'll talk about.
Yep.
But obviously, like, he still had to make the throws and make the reads, and, like, he's a guy that just arm talent alone, off platform, can make every throw. Like, he will make throws that there's going to be players immediately when he enters the league that it's like, okay, he can't make that throw that Zach Wilson just made. Like, he's going to be in that type of arm talent discussion that quickly.
Yeah, and to your point about the, I wouldn't say the minimal amount of pressure that he faced. So amongst 80 quarterbacks with 200 or more dropbacks last collegiate season, he saw the eighth lowest pressure rating on his dropbacks at 21%. So there is definitely some credence there, man. So diving into his strengths, I mean, you talked about the arm talent. What popped off on film? Like, what do you think, if you're looking at Zach Wilson's strengths, really we want to hit home about?
I mean, the obvious, just the arm. It's ridiculous. Incredible arm strength. But, like, he can make all the throws, right? Like, he can adjust his arm angles to make throws. He can throw on the run. He can throw across his body. There was a play, I forget what game it was. It might have been the Coastal Carolina game, or it might have been, I watched like four or five games. It was either the Coastal Carolina game or the Troy game, where he was running to his right, scrambling, extending the play, threw across his body, and just perfectly thrown ball in like the soft zone of the defense. It was a really impressive throw, which, okay, do you want your quarterback throwing across his body? No, but like these quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, these guys that have that arm strength and ability to make those throws, you don't really stop them from doing that. They're going to do that. It's part of their play style. And Zach Wilson has that ability to make those throws. I think he's really, really good at, like, if the receiver's open, there's not many times where Zach Wilson's going to throw a ball that's not catchable. Like he has good anticipation. He's obviously a really good athlete too. They ran a lot of read option with him last year. He scrambled a lot, and it was interesting watching BYU's offense. They ran a ton of trick plays. It was a lot of flea flickers. It was a lot of like jet sweeps, and then Zach Wilson would back up into the formation, and then the running back would pitch it back to Wilson, and then he would throw deep. Like, he's got just a creativity about him that's really exciting. And like I said, like, he can, there, I don't think there's a throw in the book that he can't make.
Dude, and especially we talk about the previous shoulder injury history, like, watching this last season, I mean, the arm talent is definitively there. I mean, fantastic ball placement on deep balls. And it's got to be something that's brought up here, though, too. And I know we're not talking about weaknesses yet. The dude has got some cojones on him. Like, he has no qualms about throwing into double coverage, throwing deep, pushing the ball down
or
the field.
Or just taking hits and making throws. Like, he took a lot of – I'm not saying he took a lot of hits because he was under pressure a lot. But, like, in the instances that he got hit, he still would stand tall and make the throw. Like, he wasn't afraid to get hit. Dude, he freaking – ran one of the games I was watching and hurdled a defender. I'm like, all right, you probably shouldn't do that, but he's like, he's confident. He's not afraid of anything. Like, he's a guy that's, when he's on the field, he's going to do whatever it takes to make plays.
Yeah. You see that kind of swag to his game, man. Like, his willingness to push the ball and the confidence that you could see just on film and how he plays. Now, does that hurt him at the next level? And we'll get into weaknesses. I think it could be viewed as both. I think that looking at that type of aggressiveness, if it's reined in properly, or if he's going through his progressions, then I think that it could be seen as both a strength and a weakness for him as a prospect, because you want to see guys that play with a chip on the shoulder. You want to see guys that have that type of moxie to them, like a la Baker Mayfield when he came into the league. And does that rub off on his teammates? Now, everybody, like, if you're playing well, you're making plays, is that a positive? Yes. I think it's a good thing that you want to see out of some of your players. And what he's able to do, man, like, I mean, his ability as an arm talent is fantastic. Like, there are throws that this dude is making that you're like, okay, well, there are certain guys in this class that just can't make that throw. And I really like that. His mobility in the pocket is good. I think that we'll get to it about his pocket awareness. I think that there are definitely some areas that he can clean up in his game regarding that. But the mobility is a good thing for him. Now, if you're to compare him versus other mobile quarterbacks and stuff of that nature, I think that he's more mobile than he is a great scrambler. If you see him outside the pocket, the dude doesn't have great, like, moves in the open field. He's not shifty. I saw multiple times where he's trying to juke dudes and he just ran straight into somebody.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know,
too.
So I think that his mobility is going to serve him better as far as his ability to get out of the pocket on bootlegs, his ability in the pocket to extend plays, and not necessarily as a scrambler. I think people are going to look at him and say, okay, well, he can run. I think that ability is going to be better utilized at the NFL, not as a rusher, but his ability to move around in the pocket and extend plays. Because in the open field, I mean, outside of boots and stuff like that, I did not see him with a ton of different bag, like different tricks in the bag, like as far as a rusher per se.
Yeah, I think he's going to fit best in an NFL offense if you use him, and we'll talk about comparisons, but like you mentioned Baker Mayfield, how Kevin Stefanski used Baker Mayfield in Cleveland last year. It was a lot of sprint option and rolling out to the right. I forget the exact stat, but like Baker Mayfield among quarterbacks like rolling to the right was the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't know the exact number, but I know that he was like the best quarterback in the league in that instance. And I think with his – like he's obviously still mobile – if you use him in like a sprint option where he has to make a throw to the sideline and he has the arm strength to make that tight window throw, especially on like third and shorts, I think that's going to be a great system for a player like Zach Wilson in that sprint option style.
I don't disagree with you. And we'll talk about potential fits and what we could see for him at the NFL level. I think Wilson is there a extremely high ceiling with him? Yeah, I think there is a high ceiling. Looking at the arm talent and what he's able to do as a playmaker, absolutely. But there are also some concerns, Adam. I mean, diving into Wilson's weaknesses, what do you got here? What did you see when you watched him as far as things you're like that either honestly put some fear into you or gave you more questions than answers?
Yeah, so the first thing obviously was – again, not really his fault, but it's just an unknown, is the pressure. How is Zach Wilson going to fare under pressure? Like you said, what was it, 21% under pressure rate last year was bottom eight among all quarterbacks with at least 200 dropbacks. Like, the BYU offensive line, especially given their schedule, they just had their way. Like, there were so many games where I was watching, and he's just like, he has 5 yards within, like, he has a 5-yard radius in the pocket. It's just a huge circle where you can just kind of sit around. And again, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who your quarterbacks are. Receivers are getting open if they have 5-6 seconds to work. So I want to see him under pressure. And in the times I did see him under pressure, maybe it's because he was just not used to being under duress, but he kind of froze and his accuracy suffered. He threw a lot of balls like short at the feet of receivers when he got pressure on him. And he just kind of didn't know where he was going, which, again, it's not exactly his fault because he wasn't under pressure a lot, and you know, 90% of quarterbacks are going to be worse under pressure. It's just common sense. But you would like to see him have, you know, snaps and reps with pressure in his face, and he makes the play, gets around. Like when there's a free rusher, he has that like that wiggle to get around the first rusher, but then he kind of loses where the read was and doesn't really know where to go and ends up kind of throwing the ball to receiver's feet or kind of scrambling for like 2 yards and runs out of bounds. Like, I want to see more. I wanted to see more Zach Wilson reps under pressure to see how he would fare and how he'd improve because his accuracy suffered and just, I don't know, he kind of froze a little bit in a lot of those games.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers on paper, they stand up like that. Looking at even larger sample sizes with Wilson. So I talked about his pressure passer rating was 8th in the country in 2020. You look at 2019, it dropped from 98.5 to 41.7. Now we're talking about some injury concerns and how much that played into that.
Yeah, the shoulder and the thumb.
But even if you look at 2018, Adam, his passer rating under pressure was 78.7. Like, that's not great, no matter however you slice it. And you watch Wilson on film, and everybody talks about how great he is off platform. On plays where it's designed that he rolls out, or it's either structure, or he got chased from the pocket, or he left the pocket and rolled out, like with just very minimal pressure, like even the hint of it. Was he better off platform throwing on those instances? Yes. Now, when you see rushers in his face and you see a lot of his footwork and his accuracy just wanes,
it's kind of awkward, like, right? Like his footwork is kind of awkward at times.
It was not great. Like you see him either throwing off his back foot, throwing without his feet set, and his accuracy just fell off of a table. And so with him adjusting to the NFL and where he fits in the offensive line and the system that he's going to be in, these are definitely concerns. Like, is the ceiling extremely high for Zach Wilson as a prospect, as an arm talent? Yes. I think the floor could be low as well. And it's going to be really curious to see where his career arc goes, because I think if you look at his tape and you're watching not only versus pressure, but his decision-making ability and what he does, and sometimes an overconfidence in his abilities as a passer to fit it in that tight window, can that help you in the NFL if it's properly utilized? Yes. Can it also hurt you and shoot yourself in the foot constantly? Like, his tape is littered with numerous plays where if you go back and you see him pushing the ball down the field, there are a ton of plays where he's able to fit the ball into just crazy tight windows into double coverage, especially deep. Now, on the same token, there's just a ton of plays where he tries to do the exact same thing and the ball's either incomplete, or you go back and you look at the routes that the other receivers are running and there are easy completions to be had underneath that he just didn't take. So his ability to get not only from his first read to his second read, but to his third read and find those easy completions to make, I think that's some of the harder questions to answer about Wilson and his transition to the next level and what scheme he goes to and the fit that he goes to and the offensive system around him, as I think is going to have to help him and teach him, okay, look, like, you got the arm talent, dude. Everybody knows that. But every single play doesn't have to be, okay, I'm going 40 yards down the field into double coverage and it's highlight time on ESPN. Like, you have got to have the ability to take the easy completion underneath. Now, does he do that at certain times? Yes. But is that more on his first read, design plays where he's supposed to be doing that and not him getting to his third read underneath, that he is just choosing to do that? Right. I think that that is something that we're going to have to, like, I think that there is a high ceiling with Wilson as a prospect. I think the floor is also immensely low, and there are parts of his game where, as a decision maker, he's got to clean up some of these things.
Yeah, there was a game I was watching the other night, and it was a fourth down, and it was like fourth and three or fourth and two, and they went for it. They ran play action, and the outside receiver was pretending to block, because it was obviously play action. And then at the last second, he ran a streak. And it was he beat the corner badly. He had like three steps on him. But Wilson was looking to the right of the field. The receiver was on the left. By the time he saw the receiver, when he threw the ball, the defender got back in time to make a play on the ball. And now, same play, there was also like a drag route underneath that was open, and it would have been an easy first down conversion. So it's stuff like that where it's like you'd like to see him get a little bit faster going through his progressions too.
Yeah, I mean, I saw once or twice where either the ball came out on slant routes or him getting to second read, third read, and if he'd have gotten the ball out a split second quicker, you would have been looking at a completion, or the receiver has more opportunity for run after the catch versus an incompletion, or you're stopped for like a 5 or 10 yard gain. So I definitely think that there are a lot of things, and we're talking about the competition level. I mean, look, he's doing some of these things and fitting some of these balls in. Like, are those also interceptions at the next level? Like, what happens when the coverage is better, the game is faster, the windows are tight, but they're tighter consistently? I think that there are a lot of things, whether his decision-making and what he's doing with the football that and versus pressure, that Zach Wilson has got to clean up about his game. And now, we're talking about scheme fits and situations he can go to, man. The Jets have been rumored to take him, I mean, at second a lot. I think that that's a really interesting situation. And, you know, what that offense could look like this upcoming season. Now, do they go out and address some more of the offensive line concerns and add to the offensive line? They're going to have to, man. Or I hope that they let Wilson sit. It's going to be really interesting because is it Sam Darnold under center week one? Is it Wilson? What do the Jets do to add around him? But as far as a scheme fit and what they're able to do, as far as we're talking about San Francisco's passing game coordinator, now the OC, what they're able to do with misdirection and getting the ball out of his hands quickly, as well as rolling him out, using him on bootlegs and some of these things, I think it could be a good fit, but there's still a lot of moving parts and pieces and a lot of answers that we just don't have to some of these questions, Adam. But what do you think as far as, like, fits? Wilson looks like he's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. What do you think outside of the Jets, and give me your take on the Jets, as far as teams that Wilson could fit on?
Yeah, so the Jets are obviously the popular pick at two, but it's like, at the same time, I like the move that the offense is, the direction the offense is moving in, but do you play Wilson in his rookie year with Sam Darnold still there? There's a lot of people that think they should just not take a quarterback and just take another offensive lineman because Sam Darnold has never really had a supporting cast good enough that we really know exactly who Sam Darnold is. Like, there's a lot of people who still believe Sam Darnold's good. I'm kind of, like, in the middle. Like, I don't think he's bad. I would like to see Sam Darnold with a better supporting cast. And then, like, if Zach Wilson is there and he does play, that could be great for Denzel Mims, who wasn't utilized at his best last year when he was healthy because they would just throw so much underneath stuff to Jamison Crowder, you know, Braxton Berrios, and Mims, when he got targets, was really great. And we know he's a guy that can, you know, size, speed, freak. That'd be good for a player like Zach Wilson if he was under center. And then you have teams like the Falcons, who I think the Falcons, if you're taking a quarterback, you just take Trey Lance and you know, similar upside, not as NFL ready, but you have Matt Ryan there, so you don't have to worry about that. I think he makes more sense than Zach Wilson, but I could see it, especially if he's there, because Wilson's a better prospect overall than Trey Lance. So if Wilson's there and Trey Lance is there, I mean, the Falcons probably would take Zach Wilson. And then the Panthers. I mean, we'll talk about Justin Fields. I personally just want Justin Fields to play there, but, I mean, Bridgewater's obviously that guy who's, no pun intended, a bridge quarterback. Wilson, I mean, the weapons there, even with when they lose Curtis Samuel in free agency, I mean, you still have McCaffrey, you still have DJ Moore, and you still have Robbie Anderson. I mean, that's more than enough for a player like Zach Wilson. And in the scheme, we talk about the offense, we talk about Joe Brady. Like, he will help a quarterback like Zach Wilson because he schemes guys open. He did it with Robbie Anderson. He has DJ Moore, who was a very good deep receiver last year. Like, that would be really interesting. Those three teams are obviously, like, a lot of people think it goes 1 through 4 quarterbacks in the first round. Well, outside of Miami, obviously. Who do you think would be the, like, I struggle to find the team that, okay, this team trades up to take Zach Wilson. Maybe Detroit, but they have Jared Goff now, so I don't know. Who would be that team that just trades up into the top five to get Zach Wilson? Because if you're doing that, you're probably looking to start him this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, like, I don't think Washington's going to be that team. I don't think, I mean, it kind of depends on what, we still have to wait with Deshaun Watson and stuff like that. Could the Eagles take a quarterback at 7? Potentially. We talked about it, but the quarterback landscape right now is absolutely crazy in the NFL. It's nuts.
I think it's crazy, man. And, I mean, so the thing with Zach Wilson is, I'm really interested where he goes. And I don't know if there is a team that's going to trade up for a Zach Wilson. Like, at least when I watch Zach Wilson, the thing about Zach Wilson is I don't think that he's a guy that's going to be prepared to start this season. Now, is he going to start? We'll see, man. But, like, I think that he needs to go to a place where he could sit for a year, or there's at least a guy ahead of him. As far as fits, I think the Jets make some sense. With his mobility, and if they want to use play action a fair amount, I could see the Falcons fit.
Maybe San Francisco trades up. Potentially they're at 12. They wouldn't have to give up an insane amount, but, like, they'd still have to give up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing, man. Like, I mean, you're looking at, like, if he doesn't go to the Jets at 2, and the more and more that I'm thinking about this, could we see Zach Wilson fall? Like, could you see Zach Wilson fall in the draft some? Like,
define fall.
Okay, so say Fields goes inside the top 5. Somebody trades up and it's not the Panthers. Do you think the Lions or the Panthers take him? Or do the Panthers trade back? Like, I don't know what
the Panthers want. You would think they need a quarterback, but, like, I could see them go Kyle Pitts.
Look at Wilson as the upgrade for this season, because they've talked about wanting to upgrade the position.
Mm-hmm.
Is Zach Wilson that upgrade to where he's going to be better than Teddy B right now?
I don't know. I don't think right now you can definitively say that Zach Wilson would be better than Bridgewater, but he would obviously give the offense more of a ceiling. Their offense was, like, below average last year. Obviously, they were without McCaffrey for a lot of it, but, like, the Panthers, we talked about Kyle Pitts. They could go O-line. I think they would take a quarterback if one of the fours are there. But, I struggle with Zach Wilson because we know Trevor Lawrence is starting. But, like, all the rest of these teams, the Jets, he's not starting on the Falcons, obviously. The Panthers will probably be an open competition, and I would say the Jets would be too. But I would give the edge to Darnold and Bridgewater, the veterans, especially if it's another kind of different offseason. We don't know what's going to happen with that either. Like, if we're not good for preseason games or anything like that, like, that's going to hurt Zach Wilson. It's going to hurt these rookie quarterbacks outside of Trevor Lawrence.
Well, okay, so he's not going to go to the Bengals.
I don't know what the Eagles, I don't know. They're a wild card for me. There's a lot of Eagles beat reporters mocking them to a quarterback. I saw one where I think it was Austin Gale from PFF did a mock where he had them trading up for Justin Fields. They obviously need a receiver. They need a cornerback. They need a linebacker. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles took Parsons, a receiver, a quarterback, or traded back for a corner. Like, I wouldn't be surprised about any of that.
But I don't see Zach Wilson being a fit for them is my thing. Like,
yeah, I'd rather take Fields.
With Detroit, like, and we haven't gotten to Trey Lance and stuff like that, but what these teams think about these prospects, like, does Detroit reload their roster? Do they trade back out of the 7th pick? Do they feel good about a quarterback? Do they feel good about somebody like even Zach Wilson? Like, if Detroit doesn't take him, if the Panthers don't take him, like, if he doesn't go inside the first
seven, eight picks,
I don't think Denver takes him. Dallas isn't going to take him. The Giants
Denver would be so funny
him.
If they took him because my player comp.
No, and we'll get to that. I mean, really, you're looking at like if he doesn't go to San Francisco,
yeah,
then who takes him? Chargers aren't taking him. Minnesota isn't taking him. I don't think the Patriots take him. We know Arizona isn't. Las Vegas, like, I can't tell you they take him.
I don't. Miami, I would be pretty surprised if he fell that far, but if he does, Washington will just have to, you know, run the card up to the podium and take him.
But that's my thing. Like, if he gets past the top 8 teams,
somebody will trade up by then, you would imagine.
San Francisco doesn't take him at 12. Could you see a scenario where he falls to into the teens,
no,
and somebody trades up for him, or he falls into the 20s?
No, because I think if he doesn't go 1 through 7, I imagine somebody's trading up into the top 10 and getting him at 9 or 10 or 8.
Okay,
but I could be wrong. Like, I get your point, because if he doesn't go to those teams in the 2 through, again, outside of Miami, probably those teams in the 2 through 7 or 8 range, like, yeah, that becomes interesting, because there aren't teams that have, like, 49ers, I would guess at 12.
What if the Niners do address the quarterback position, but they say, we're going to go Trey Lance, mm-hmm. and he doesn't go in the top 12? It sounds crazy, but I won't be surprised if Zach Wilson falls in the draft and we see him pick somewhere in the 20s. It will not shock me if he falls into the late teens or 20s, considering what we see on film, his production resume, what he's done over the last three seasons, and some teams could have more questions than answers about him as a prospect. Now, getting into player comps, we talked about the ceiling for Zach Wilson. What did you see for him, man? Because I'm going to throw this out there. His mobility, his playmakeability, the moxie that he plays with, I did see some shades of Baker Mayfield, but there are some uneasinesses to his game and some unanswered questions and some plays where I'm like, I saw some unevenness with accuracy and his ability. I saw some Josh Allen to his game, as crazy as that sounds. Not this year's Josh Allen.
Yeah, and he's smaller than Josh Allen, but I get it. Because Josh Allen still struggles with this. There'd be a lot of times, even last year I was watching Josh Allen, there'd be Cole Beasley, 8-yard out route on 1st and 10 or 2nd and 10, and Josh Allen throws 30 yards down the field. He still has that in him.
And I'm going to throw out this next name, and I know people are going to hate this, and I'm not crapping on Zach Wilson. I think as a deep ball passer, he is better. But if you're looking at some of the decision-making, some of the – where you're looking at, his floor as a prospect, and if things go wrong or they don't improve – gosh, I hate to even say this name, but I'm going to say it. I see a little bit of Mitch Trubisky, man, where a team could take him, and then after we see this play out for three seasons, a team is
So would that make Justin Fields, Mahomes, or Watson?
I don't know, man. I have not turned on the tape for Justin Fields. I'm not going to throw anything out there early about Justin Fields. I have not watched him yet.
I only said that because obviously Trubisky went ahead of those guys. For me, and I'll say the huge difference between those two, other than the arm strength and the arm talent, is Zach Wilson as a runner is nowhere near as hesitant as Trubisky. I don't know what happened. In his rookie year, Trubisky was running the last couple of years. It'll be 3rd and 4. He'll run out of bounds after a 3-yard gain instead of going for the first down. It drives me mad. But for me, he looks like a souped up Drew Lock, right? Drew Lock. Last year, or this past year, literally said, sometimes I throw the ball and immediately yell, oh no. I could see that with Zach Wilson, where he just kind of plays some YOLO ball. Drew Lock coming out, he didn't get drafted as highly as Zach Wilson's going to be drafted, most likely, but super, super strong arm, decent mobility, can make some of the off platform throws, but the decision making wasn't always great. I could see him being a better version of Drew Lock.
Yeah,
I like the Baker comp too, in terms of the confidence, just kind of more. I don't know, just more like, that's what I'm looking for. I don't want to say arm talent, because Baker was a better prospect than Zach Wilson, in my opinion.
He was a lot better prospect.
I was going to say a lot better too, actually, because people forget how good Baker was coming out. But Zach Wilson just kind of more backyard football type. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that there are definitely there's a ceiling to Zach Wilson as a prospect. I also think there's an immensely low floor. I think that Zach Wilson, if you're looking for, if the stars align and all the switches get flipped, and as much hate as people gave a Josh Allen type prospect coming out, I think if you're shooting for absolute upside and ceiling in your rookie drafts, I think Zach Wilson definitely has it. I think part of it is also knowing what you're getting in him as a prospect. Is Zach Wilson a guy we're talking about, and I keep bringing up the name of Josh Allen, but a guy that you're going to take, and does he have, if everything works out for him, this crazy ceiling to his game? And a guy that if you're looking at, in Superflex, if you're looking at him in Superflex Dynasty and taking him as your QB3, QB4, and you're just shooting for upside, and he's more of that Dynasty luxury pick, I think that he makes a lot of sense in that aspect. Now, if you're looking at him as more of a, okay, I need a starter in year one. I need a starter this upcoming season as my QB2. Is Zach Wilson a guy that's going to probably fit the mold for you in Dynasty Superflex? Then probably no, man. But I think the ceiling is definitively there. We've seen enough on film and even on paper from him in a small sample size to say that the skills are there. For me, it's just that there is a wide range of outcomes for Zach Wilson as an NFL player.
Totally agree.
All right, everyone, that is our prospect profile for Zach Wilson. Again, you need to be following us at ChalkFade on Twitter. So get subscribed to the podcast. We are giving away a signed Calvin Ridley jersey. Two easy steps to get it entered. Head over to iTunes, give us a rate and review, and then slide into the DMs at ChalkFade with a screenshot of said review. You are entered to win this. We are sitting at 130 reviews right now. Once we get to 200 reviews total, we are giving this thing away. Tune in to the rest of the episodes for this week. All of our prospect profiles heading up to the NFL draft. For Fade the Chalk, we are out.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fade the Chalk with Derek and Adam. Make sure to follow your hosts and the podcast on Twitter at @DBRO_FFB, at APPfeiffer24, and at ChalkFade. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.